And we're back here, WWTH Radio, broadcasting from Duncan. Scott Spears, Terry Tackett, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Here we are, 11 and a half minutes past the hour in our final hour today. And we have given away a lot of swag, had a lot of fun. Ted Williams is still here doing his thing, and we're doing our thing as well, straight up through noon today. So we got about 48 minutes left in this broadcast. And what a broadcast it has been, Terry. What do you make of the success of the big Duncan opening this morning?
This has been absolutely fantastic today. Just seeing the number of people that turned out for this and the support that they've given to this business has been tremendous today. Everybody's been great. I mean, just to see this line wrapped around, you know, constantly, it's great. It makes me feel so happy for this community, you know.
And I'm glad we could be on the spot.
Oh yeah, I'm glad that we came and did this, because you know it's just tremendous. I mean, the atmosphere is great. All the employees are fantastic here, and I'm just so happy for all the support that they've received today.
Now we should mention, without question, that today, Adam the Computer Guy. We're not done for the day. Just done here.
Right.
The Adam the Computer Guy show will be on 2 to 3 today, followed by Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4 to 5 today, and then the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker and you today from 5 to 6.
Yeah. So a full day of programming basically here at WWTH.
Oh, yeah.
And you know who I forgot to mention earlier on? Nate Redmond.
Oh, Nate.
Part of the WWTH.
Nate Redmond.
How did I forget Nate earlier?
Well, what's the story with Nate?
Well, he's doing a great show on Wednesdays from 4 to 5 p.m., Offbeat News and Trivia.
Okay, Offbeat News and Trivia, Nate Redmond.
The WWGH family is growing exponentially.
Well, man, and that's what we love about WWGH. Everybody's got their own angle of information to pass along.
And that's what we do.
That's right. Pass it on.
Now, today, Ted, our number one drink and our number one...
Well, the top-selling donut today was vanilla cream. Everybody seems like they were ready for Dunkin' to open up so that they could say, I want a vanilla cream with a iced coffee, which was the top-selling drink. But they're out of vanilla cream, and fortunately, you can still get that delicious iced coffee.
Delicious. Now, iced coffee is a fairly new product, really. I mean, we didn't have that when we were kids. You couldn't get an iced coffee, you'd drink it warm.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and that's the only way I've ever drank coffee, so it doesn't impress me to be able to think,
can I have some iced coffee, please?
Do you think that's a social thing?
Yeah, I think it is. Certainly an upgrade. I mean, you know, if you like coffee and it's too hot to drink it, why not ice it, you know? But if anybody else would have put some ice cubes in my coffee years ago, I'd have been like, man, what are you doing? You're messing the coffee up.
We used to think that coffee was meant to be drunk warm.
Yes.
Now, iced coffee is number one.
Yeah, the millennials, somebody brought iced coffee to the forefront.
Now, speaking of all this, it's kind of interesting, because when we look at the protests that are going on today, the number one group out there protesting, oddly enough, is Caucasian kids.
Yeah.
Kyle, I mean, what do you make of that?
Do you think Starbucks had something to do with the iced coffee situation?
Oh, I'm sure they did.
Lattes and frappes.
They got their hands in everything.
Yeah, cappuccino.
You know, the donut has truly been a staple, though, of society for so many years.
Oh, yeah.
Associated with police officers, rightly or wrongly.
That's right. The coffee shop, eating donuts.
Associated with all-night places. Mm-hmm. You know, they were the big donut shops.
I have to say, you know, it fits, you know, people go on coffee breaks. There's a big box of donuts laying around.
Hey, how are you?
But we're here broadcasting live from the 2020 grand opening of Dunkin' Donuts, better known as just simply Dunkin'. Top-selling donut for this morning has been the vanilla cream, and it is no longer right now in stock, so to speak. So, but tomorrow morning, I'm sure you can pick it up. Top-selling drink.
One of our favorite listeners here.
Hey, okay. Hello there. How are you?
I've heard your voice. I had to come meet you.
Oh, well, I want a hug. I mean, I know so.
Do the picture and stare at you.
Yeah, come on. Take a picture.
Oh, that was dead.
Were you excited about the arrival of Dunkin'?
Oh, yeah.
We can have a picture of your name. We have a, yeah.
You have your camera? Well.
We're trying to get this taken here. We're going to get a picture taken.
Yes.
Dunkin'. The big Dunkin'. Here we go. We're going to get a camera because we're going to take a picture here momentarily. The Golden Voice is out here. Tuffy's out here. And we are sounding good this morning, broadcasting live here in the Marion area, right on up through noon today. Now, there are a lot of people, I hope, who are listening in the Marion community. Now, if you are listening right now, send me a message on Facebook. That's the best way to do it. And we'll hear from you. Send us any messages you might have if you've been listening to the broadcast all morning, because we are in the final hour now. We're in the home stretch, the final 45 minutes of the broadcast today. Send me a message on Facebook Messenger, and I will either respond or acknowledge that you have done that. I love getting the messages, as you know, pictures and messages live from Duncan. I've never gotten a picture sent to me while sitting in a Duncan. You could be first if you do that. Send me a picture of what you're doing now. Top-selling donut today, vanilla cream. Top-selling drink, iced coffee. How about that? To be sure. Holy mackerel, what a day we're having. Now, again, we're here at Dunkin' Donuts. The man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, and Terry Tackett. It is the grand opening of Dunkin' on this July 21st. 2021. Kids doing a video. It's all happening over here at Dunkin' Donuts. This is where you got to be. The place, the space. Wow. What a day. We've had donuts. We've had drinks. We've had, you know, I had something. What did I have? Oh, I think we're getting a Facebook message here.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Thank you.
We just got a Facebook message here of, got a picture of something that happened earlier on. But people are sending pictures now. It's great, Ted.
Hey, we're having a good time.
Technology is in full force here.
Absolutely. And I want to thank all of the fine residents that came out in Marion for the grand opening, the ones that I got a chance to meet and the ones that I haven't met yet. But I look forward to a good future with WWGH, and I don't know whether it's too late to apologize for my non-show up the other week, but it's over and done with.
We're here today.
That's right, that's right. We're one day at a time.
One day at a time. Today I would have to qualify as a monumental success.
Yes, 1136 Mount Vernon Avenue, right here in the heart of Marion, Ohio, and it's Dunkin's grand opening.
And it's 11:19 right now.
19 minutes after 11 a.m., and it's currently 84 degrees outside. It's hot as hell.
Yeah. Just clear it up. Clear it up. We don't need the temperature.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just what it is.
It's warm and great, warm, delicious donuts are waiting for you right here at Marion's number one donut spot now, Dunkin' Donuts.
That's why iced coffee is so important.
Yeah.
We don't want that hot coffee on a day like today.
Vanilla cream was the number one top-selling donut of the day. And unfortunately, they have no more top-selling donuts for today, but they do have plenty of iced coffee.
Now, what is a vanilla cream donut comprised of?
I would have to say lots of sugar.
Now, Perry, what is our status of the shirt? And, why don't you get a box, a clean box, and we'll have Ted autograph that. We can hang that on.
Okay.
Oh, a moment here.
Yes, yes.
This is big-time broadcasting.
I love it. I love it. Hey, listen, if you haven't been down here yet, I do want to say one thing. They've got some great donuts. If it's not vanilla cream, try one of those sprinkle donuts. I just had one of those. Those are delicious. I don't know what they're called, but, you know.
What is the Ted Williams? No more boxes. What do we have? Boxes, shirts? Boxes. All right.
They have t-shirts here?
Well, I guess at one point, but they're all going now.
Yeah.
We waited too late.
Yeah, they do. I'm going to take a frisbee with me.
All right. We'll get it. I think we have a frisbee somewhere.
Okay. No, I don't. You can give them your information.
There you go. All right. That's the way to be. You never know what sunshine will drop from an appearance somewhere. One of those things.
Yeah. I eat Dunkin' Donuts. I eat Dunkin' Donuts.
And that's why we are here today.
I'm going to autograph this box.
All right. To the great people at WWGA.
All right. All right. That's
Ted Williams autographing a Dunkin' box.
To the great at WWGH Radio. Thank you, David.
Yep.
Love, Ted Williams.
I was making sure that they understood why you were even here.
Oh, there we go. Beautiful.
Yeah.
We will make sure to take
one. Well, come on down. They're going to be open, but we're not here until after midnight. I mean, afternoon. I'm not staying here till midnight. And not that I wouldn't be welcomed, or I really wouldn't do that, but yeah.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
And don't forget Dave when it comes to health and wellness. Dave is the man. How you doing, sweetie? Good.
And we're broadcasting live here at Duncan. We're having a great time. It is something to behold. Holy mackerel. What a day we're having.
Yes.
107.1 FM, WWGH, 107.1.
Yes.
Online, that's all you need to know.
For those people that don't use the point, you can use the dot. No,
yeah,
fine.
Point or dot. Now, in radio terminology, a lot of people say point, a lot of people say dot.
Yeah, well, you know, I was at a radio station where it was 106.3, and they always used to say 106.3, where the point makes the difference.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
What was the best radio slogan you ever heard?
Let me see. From the Miracle Station. Oh, let's see. Friday. Oh, I just see. I don't know. You know, they all got there. I just can't think of one offhand.
When you did that spiel for Doral Chenoweth there.
Yeah.
Why that? Where did those words come from?
Columbus, Ohio only had one. When I said that, when you're listening to nothing but the best of oldies, you're listening. Oldies B97 was a radio station in Columbus, and they were, you know, they did oldies. So what I did was I incorporated that with the urban stations, call it, the frequency. So it used to be, when you're listening to nothing but the best of oldies, you're listening to oldies B97. Well, that died out, so then I just combined. When you're listening to nothing but the best of oldies, you're listening to oldies 106.3 FM.
Now, how many people had you encountered that particular day?
That video was shot?
On the side of the road that day. How long had you been?
Oh, about maybe 7 months.
7 months?
Yeah. But it was always fun. You know, people would look at my sign. I didn't just stand there looking like a hopeless case. I just had fun. Whether anybody gave me a penny or not, I would let them hear my voice. And they just got the biggest kick out of it. And then they would come by, like, maybe 2 or 3 days later. Hi, honey. I saw you the other day, and you were very... Here you go. You know, that guy.
Very nice.
So I just had fun. It wasn't just about scheming and scamming for me. It was just basically bringing a smile to someone's face, because I'm sure no one expected a homeless derelict like myself to sit up and say, hey, we'll be back with more right after these words.
I think this is important. We had a very poignant conversation back on Easter, and I think it's worth having here. We're celebrating the opening of Duncan here in Marion. But you suffer from depression and anxiety.
Yes, I do.
Now, when did you realize this was an issue?
Some of the engagements that I was invited to, I just felt no desire. It wasn't nothing exciting anymore. You know, when they called me and said, hey, you want to go on Oprah Winfrey's show? I lost the desire to really even further this anyway. So I just became depressed that some things had happened to me that probably shouldn't have. But no matter, you know, when one door closes, another one opens. So
how have you dealt with it?
Well, Wellbutrin.
Well, that works?
Yeah, Wellbutrin, melatonin. You know, there's a few little mood-altering things that could take you away from just getting into that self-pity and all of that kind of stuff.
A lot of people describe depression very uniquely. How would you describe it?
Very tiresome, just to dwell in the bleak situation that I was in. You know, just dwelling on it. Very, very, very just non-responsive, didn't care what anybody said, you know, those kind of things. People would say, Ted, you should be playful. You should see that. Yeah, I am. But, you know, I'd rather be by myself.
Now, would you qualify yourself as an outgoing person?
By nature, I am. But sometimes I just rather shut myself off. Yeah.
In this whole thing of the last, what, 9 years now?
Nine years.
What has been the high?
Meeting Matt Lauer.
Meeting Matt Lauer, still number one.
Yeah, number one.
Something that happened very early. And what would have been the low?
Finding out that I'd been ripped off of a book advance that I had gotten from the publishing company. And so, you know, my low points was there's that bout of depression. But what I did end up understanding was that karma doesn't evade what you've done. You know, I couldn't expect to, be highly successful because I have done some not too favorable things in society's standards. So, you know, I expected karma.
Now, you have always had, obviously, anybody who knows, a tremendous belief in God.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, how do you keep that belief when you're homeless?
You pray. You pray. You constantly find that power greater than yourself inside of yourself. I know that there's a God of my understanding that listens to me. He hears my prayers. I just have a tendency to pray for others and not pray for myself. But that's okay, too, because as long as I keep the faith of a mustard seed, Scott, I do believe it moves mountains. And that's what has been shown to me on numerous occasions, that as long as I keep the faith, things is always going to become a little better.
What was the turning? What was the misstep? Because you were a successful radio personality, obviously. Yes. What was the misstep to where you could no longer have a residence?
Not believing in myself to do any. People used to always say I was scared of success, you know, and my drug addiction kicked in, and the fact that I left my children, I abandoned them in really early stages of their life. So I just kind of lost belief in myself. So I started using drugs and alcohol to anesthetize my condition of the heart.
What do you think role the people around you played in that?
Oh, bad association. My father used to always say, bad association spoils youthful habits.
Well, do we believe that people get into a circle? I think we might have to.
Uh-huh.
Once you're in a circle, you get stuck in that. And I don't know exactly why that happens, but it certainly has happened. It's a story as old as the days.
Yeah. I would just snowball into pity. You know, I would look at my kids and feel like I failed them. Failure is a primary focal point in my depression. You know, like, damn, if I did this differently, if I wouldn't have brought that person in my circle, you know, that kind of thing.
So you would say you're maybe a woulda, coulda, shoulda person.
Yeah, all that hindsight and all that.
Yeah.
I should have done this differently. I should have done that.
Hindsight is 2020.
Yeah, there you go.
And here we are, 2020.
Yeah. With New Downs and Barbara Walters.
And Barbara Walters.
Yeah.
Poor Barbara Walters isn't around with us anymore. You know, she's at a home in New York.
Is that right?
Her church is a good home.
Yeah.
She's 90 now.
Barbara Walters. Baba.
You know,
Barbara Walters.
When you really think about Barbara Walters, two things to remember, I think, always when mentioning Barbara Walters. Number one, the first woman who really was incredibly successful in the news business, but did it with two things working against her, really. Number one, she had a speech impediment.
Yeah.
And number two, she was a woman in those days.
Yes.
Now, how she succeeded,
tremendous
drive.
That's right, absolutely. And I'd say the same thing about our dearly departed Joan Rivers. You know, she didn't have the lift or anything to hold her there, but she stayed. Phyllis Diller. Yeah, I love Phyllis.
Phyllis was such a good friend.
Yeah.
And I had such a good time with Phyllis Diller. She was so, that was really who she was.
Yeah.
Who you saw.
Yeah.
She always said she wanted to be a gracious lady. She was.
Yeah, she was. I love Phyllis and all of the underdogs in the business, you know, the people that think that, what was her husband's name, Bang?
Bang.
Yeah.
Bang.
We'll be back. We're broadcasting live our final hour here at the Dunkin' location, 1136 Mount Vernon Avenue.
Mount Vernon Avenue. 29 minutes left in the broadcast today, and we are having a time. Now, I did get word there that one of our listeners out there today, a very well-known pastor in the area, Pastor Corey Rogers, will be stopping by before the broadcast is over today.
Okay.
And here he comes.
Oh, is that right?
He's coming through the door right now.
Corey what?
Rogers.
Yes, Corey Rogers, renowned pastor.
Pastor here?
Ladies and gentlemen, Pastor Roy Rogers.
Not quite. But close.
Corey.
Pastor
Corey Rogers, ladies and gentlemen.
Here we go.
Hey.
Coming on in here, WWTH Radio. Corey Rogers here with Ted Williams.
I always say that I'm the man with the God-given golden voice. I've got the man with the God-given delivery. And hello there, how are you? I'm your pastor, Corey. And your name? Devon. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the lovely Devon.
Go ahead.
Hey, listen, I'm going to tell you to take a picture with Corey Rogers and, of course, Devon.
And we're going to continue on here. Terry, come on over here. We're on WWTH Radio 107.1 FM. Point, dot, whatever you want to say. Here we are, and we're having a great time at the opening of Duncan. We have been here for 3-plus hours at this point. We are in our hour number 4, fourth hour, and having a tremendous time, to be sure, enjoying everything.
The golden voice, the man with the God-given golden voice, and that's Pastor Corey Rogers and the lovely Devon. Watching all new Corey and Devon on Thursday on Studio Event.
There we go.
Yeah.
Thank you, Pastor.
How are you?
Good. Good to see you again.
I will have some things for you.
That's the Corey Rogers stopping in here, and he'll be on the morning show in the days to come. Diversity, Mary, that's what we're going to talk about. Because we need to know about diversity and what's going on, do we not? I say we need to learn about diversity and what's going on in Marion with the whole hullabaloo that's been going on nationally, and we certainly will learn that with the commissions and things that have been put together.
What's the first thing that Pastor Rogers
is doing?
Absolutely.
Diversity,
sitting on the diversity committee now, and he's going to come in. And he also, quite tragically, was recently the pastor for the service of the young child.
Sadly died.
And he'll be on the morning show very, very soon. And what a story to tell.
Yeah.
And also the criminal justice system. We got to talk about that and the things that are going on there. You know, luckily I think I was the first person to ever do interviews from MCI, and you learn what's going on.
The fire is the main story.
Because
not everybody goes to prison. I don't know how to say it, but they all have a story, I guess.
Everybody's got a story to tell.
I mean, they're not all, bad from the start. Maybe they can make some bad decisions, or bad choices.
All right. Ted is flying back over here. He's signing autographs.
Yes. I am with the lovely Devana and Pastor Rogers here, having a good time. And they are here at the grand opening of the Duncan here at 1136 Mount Vernon Avenue in the lovely city of Marion, Ohio. How is the opiate situation going on there?
You know, I think it's getting better. Certainly it's getting a lot less press during the COVID.
Okay.
You know, we're all going to look back at this time and say the COVID. The time.
And the children that are born during this period are called what, COVIDians?
Are they called COVIDians?
Yes.
They could be. I had not heard that, but I would not deny that for a second.
Yeah.
It's an interesting time, as it always has been, always will be, and that's the way it goes.
Yep.
Now, we're getting some messages. People wish they were here for the conversation. They like this conversation on depression. So many people suffering, especially during this COVID, with depression, anxiety, things of that nature.
Well, let's keep prayer implemented. You know, let's just give God a moment during any of those crucial times in your day. Just say, Lord, thank you. I'm still alive. You know, we have to find something to be grateful for every day. Find something to thank God and open that dialogue Thank you for letting me live to see another day. Thank you for my children. Thank you that I'm not missing any limbs. Find something every day that you awaken to be grateful for, and that'll open you up away from that depression.
And you never know what that day will bring.
That's right.
That day could bring anything.
Yes, you can, beautiful.
Oh, we are having a day here. I'm telling you, more pictures being taken. It is a hullabaloo here at, oh my goodness, at the Duncan, WWDH Radio 107.1 FM, broadcasting live. The fanfare here has been tremendous. The fanfare has been tremendous. And we're enjoying ourselves to the nth degree today. The man was going one head way up along with Gary Patrick and myself. Holy moly. Why was it great? Give it up. I'm getting there. 37 minutes past the hour here on this opening day of Duncan, July 21st, 2020.
And I want to say a big special shout out to Devana and Pastor Corey Rogers. They gave a very nice blessing to the Ted Williams Project. And I just want to thank them, and I wish them both well. And I want them to keep me in my prayer and keep me in their prayers. Devana and Corey Rogers.
And you'll be around.
Yes.
Part of the WWTH Radio Extended Family.
Yes, absolutely.
Without question, without parallel.
This is Devana, this is for the refrigerator. Today is the 21 July 2020. That's what it says, to remember to God first in all things. Let me tell you, I get awesome. I love you.
And here we are.
Thank you, Pastor.
Esther and Ted saying their salutations here as we continue on with our broadcast from Duncan. WWDH Radio, the only radio station in Marion, local live talk all the time, making it happen. You cannot imagine. We're doing photo and video. We're doing all kinds of things. Things are going off here. Bells are going off. Bells and whistles. Things up, down, left, right, and sideways. And we thank the photo line. We thank Tuffy. And we want to thank Kim of Dunkin' Donuts for letting us come in today. Thank you, Kim, and everybody else who's allowed us to come in and enjoy this amazing, amazing day here at Dunkin'. 39 minutes past the hour, 21 minutes left in the broadcast, and it has been a day to be sure. If you were not here, you missed an event of epic proportions, of epic proportions. That's what you missed today. You missed an event of epic proportions. And there are still fires wrapped around this building. There's a dovetail. I don't know how I'm going to get out of here. This place is bottlenecked. Absolutely bottlenecked. Wow. What a day. What a day. What a thing. What a happening. It's amazing. Dunkin' Donuts, the only way. Dunkin' brand. How about this? Oh, Ted, what are you doing over there? Ted is over. Ted is with the pastor, having a good time over there, talking about diversity. And diversity is something we all have to have. We all have to know. We all have to live with. We all have to cope with. I hope everybody out there is enjoying this broadcast. Remember, you can send a message to me on Facebook. Go ahead and do it. I'd love to hear from you, and we will continue on and on and on. Broadcast does not stop for 20 more minutes. What a pleasure. 20 minutes still to go in the broadcast today. 41 minutes past the hour. 20 left to go. Ed, how are we doing?
We're doing well. Just got a chance to really make a relationship or find a relationship with Pastor Corey Rogers, a friend of the WWGH family, and his lovely fiance, whom we just found out met back in high school. So I'm just having fun meeting so many people. I want to thank the family of the, or should I say the community of Marion, Ohio. You have been very kind, generous, and of course supportive of the Ted Williams Project, as well as, you know, praying for me. So I love you, Marion, Ohio. Has much loyalty to you, okay? And, of course, you know Scott Spears. Number one when it comes to radio broadcasting.
I'm not sure about that, but we're here. We're here. I'll take whatever I can take.
Come on and get some of these great donuts at Duncan.
Absolutely. 19 minutes left. Ted, what have we learned today about the society,
about donuts, about communing together, not staying home and waiting for our groceries to be delivered, coming out.
That's right. Well, what I've learned is that people aren't as fearful, more so as disrespectful of other people's social distancing matters in their life, because there's some people that are taking this, I don't want to say to the extreme, because it's definitely, definitely a cautious point. My mother used to always say, an ounce of precaution is worth a pound of cure. Well, you know, it's showing here in the city of Marion, but people aren't going overboard with it. I went to a store the other day, as I mentioned to you, I was at Applebee's, and I coughed, and I cleared the whole place out. And it was basically me clearing my throat. I did one of these. Excuse me. See, had people clear out of my space like you wouldn't believe.
They took off.
Yeah.
Well, you know, do you think the governor is going to put a face mask mandate in place?
I think if it's going to be a point where people are blatantly disrespecting, the people covering their faces and all, you know, I think he will. You know, it's not blatant yet, like places in Florida, California, you know, Michigan, some of the other places that I've seen people just don't give a damn. They're out there just doing their thing, having barbecues, big pool parties, and all that.
Well, and you have to wonder at this point, what can we do to stop this?
I don't know. I'm not an authority, but I just say as long as we continue to practice, you know, some of the things that we've learned over these past months since this began, if we start practicing some of the principles, then I guess we'll find it okay to do it. And right now, it's not a rule of thumb. I've heard people ask, excuse me, do you have your mask? Oh, I'm sorry, I left it at home. Oh, it's in the car. Oh, I know I don't have one, you know.
As these stores put these mandates in place this week, what do you think that's going to be like when there's not a statewide mandate and somebody in that store has to say, put your mask on or you can't come in and get groceries?
Well, they're going to take it a lot more seriously because people just don't want to be left out, you know. But the trend is this. Get that mask. Keep it on you at all times just in case you're faced with one of those, I'm sorry, you can't enter without. Or, you know, just don't go out.
Well, I mean, you have to make a choice.
Yeah.
At some point, you have to make a choice, and I'm not sure in the end what that choice is going to be. I hope positive, but you never know.
That's right. You never know.
The human mind will boggle you.
Yeah. Just have God's strength in the matter, or at least some direction, anyway. I love you, Marion. Once again, this is the final hour of the 1136 location as we are at the new grand opening of the Dunkin' right here on Mount Vernon Avenue. Pastor Corey Rogers, Nirvana. We've got Terry. We've got your main man, Mr. Scott Spears, my friend and confidant, Mr. David Jones. And I'm just enjoying myself. I got a half a dozen of donuts to take with me. I'm going to use the restroom. And if you don't mind, can I excuse myself?
Go right ahead.
Okay.
Ted Williams will be back. Man with the Golden Voice here. 45. Yeah. Pastor for a minute. Pastor Corey Rogers joining us here. He's going to be joining us very soon on radio, the morning show. Pastor, good to see you. Now, you said Ted had been an inspiration to you.
Yes. As you know, we deal with my ministry. We dealt with, I'm actually right now doing a housing project, workforce housing, and then on the property of the new church I just purchased, we will be putting either 6 or 8 tiny homes for the homeless, along with the resource center that will be opening up. And within the resource center, we will have programming, AANA, GED, life coaches, financial literacy courses, washers and dryers, a kid zone, a computer lab. So, homelessness has always been at the center of my ministry. And so when his story blew up, you know, I just thought it was awesome. So I was actually right by here, and I saw all the cars, and then I got on Facebook and saw that you put a thing on there.
You know, Pastor, what I wonder about is, in Marion, you don't realize that there are homeless people in this town.
Yes.
We have a homeless shelter.
Yes.
Why is it not visible? Why is it not known to the 65,000 people who live in this town?
We have, hopefully I'm still close on this, we have about 400 homeless, maybe maybe a little more. Some of them have jobs. Some people came from other communities to come here and get a job, but they have no place to live. There was a program that Marin City Police Department started working with the faith community. And every now and again, when we have the funding, you know, especially when they come to weather, the Marin City Police Department will go to the park, and the park is closed, and if they find someone there who is homeless, they'll contact, or we have a fund set up. So they will take the person out to one of the hotels out here, one south in the town, and they just stay there in order to. A lot of the reason that people don't see the homeless, the amount of homeless that we have here, like I said, some of them have jobs, and we have programs. We do have programs like what the police department does, the fed community, to get them a room every now and again. We have sleeping rooms, and the men's shelter just closed. So I have actually seen myself in the past several weeks. I've actually seen men out. I'm working part of the morning, or I wasn't going to go to McDonald's for Main Street about a half hour, but they can only stay about 30.
Well, why did the men's shelter close?
I think it was due to the building. The building was not inhabited, so they walked through, they did an inspection, and it just didn't.
So if you are a male in Marion, Ohio right now who happens to be homeless, there's no place to go?
Not that I know of immediately, no.
That's a horrible problem.
Yeah, it is. And so with the work that we're doing out there on the property that I just purchased, the church out on Euclid Avenue, 603 Euclid, it's a huge property. And we're about to start remodeling the biggest building. That will be our resource center. And like I said, we'll put either 6 or 8 tiny homes for the homeless on the back lot. And that'll follow, kind of follow what they're doing in Seattle and Michigan.
Why do you think it is that we cannot grip this problem in the United States?
Honestly, I believe that one of the main reasons that we can't get to what we need to be when it comes to this issue. A lot of people will say, drug addiction or alcoholism, whatever. I honestly believe that if we don't take these people back to where their lives splinter and start from there, then we'll continue to cycle.
How much of this problem lies with people who have felonies who can't get a job?
There's quite a few. But we do have, we have Marion Matters. Heidi Jones does a great job. Judge Teresa Ballinger does an awesome job working with people who have had felonies. Judge Slagle, he's doing the same thing. I think now in Marion, I think we kind of have a jump start in a lot of other communities because we do have city government officials who are involved in it, and so we have a lot of business owners in Marion who have agreed to hire ex-felons, and so I think Marion has a jumper. I think Marion is doing the right thing.
Can government fix this problem?
I don't think government can fix it. I think they can, but I don't think they can fix it alone. This is of course, we see the physical side of it, but it's also spiritual. And so what we've done in Marion is we have partnered with the Marion City Police Department. We have city council members who partnered with the faith community. And so we try to do it. We do it together. And I think that's the only way we can get it. We can't just look at the carnal side of it. We have to look at the spiritual side. And then with all the differences and everything that we face, we have to push that stuff to the side and be able to sit down, come together, sit down, and we can work on the solutions together. It won't work unless we involve God.
You know, a lot of people lately saw this, I believe it was the Civil Rights Proclamation that was done.
Yes.
What did you make of that?
It was awesome. Sister Rhea Edmonds, she worked with some people and got this thing together, and the response was amazing from the faith community as well as city government. We went in and we kind of, everybody knew what the problems were. We kind of talked about it as a came together and talked about it as a group, and then we broke down into specific groups. So you have one group for like the judicial part of it, policing and all that. The night we went in and we sat down and we had this discussion at Mary Tech, and these groups broke off. We had great conversation. We had tough conversations that people don't want to have. We had those conversations, and now we're starting to move forward because these groups are coming together. These groups are coming together again and starting to meet on their own, and then we will come back again together. As we move along, we'll come back again together to see what each group is doing.
What's the most difficult conversation to have that people don't want to have?
Racism. And I believe it's because a lot of times people don't realize what racism consists of. People will say, I'm not racist. And I'm not saying that people are. I mean, I've dealt with racism. I know what I've worked with several other pastors in the past couple of years. What people will call racism in the churches were actually cultural differences. It wasn't so much racism. It was cultural differences. The reason that racism is so prevalent is because we refuse to sit down, have a tough conversation, and try to gain an understanding of each other. We don't listen to each other to understand. We listen to each other to respond. And that's the problem.
You know, I've always said, and I believe it, whether it's we're having conversations about statues or politics or religion or whatever, race, we have got to, at some point, we've lost the ability to hear somebody else say something we don't agree with, and we still might not agree with it,
right,
but yet we can't listen anymore.
Right.
We have to tell them why they're wrong,
yes,
why we're right,
yes,
and that's it.
Yes.
Why can't we process? You know, there's a lot of things I disagree with, but why do I have to be so responsive, and it's usually a combative response?
Exactly.
Where do we lose that?
I think that people have become so easy for people to be offended. I was having a discussion a couple of days ago with my friend. Back in the 70s and 80s, growing up, I remember All in the Family. I remember Archie Bunker. I remember the Jeffersons and George Jefferson. People were not so easily offended. And what those two shows did was they took two bigots, a black guy and a white guy, and they poke fun at how ridiculous it is to look at people in a different manner because they don't look like you. We've lost it. We've lost the ability. We've lost the ability to be that objective because people are so easily offended to that.
You know what somebody told, I believe Carol O'Connor, before he died, was being interviewed about this, and I think what happened with those two shows, and not that those shows were bad at all, but what I heard was, Carol O'Connor, because Bill Cosby at that time was very big with the Cosby Show, and he came around, I think it did more to hurt race relations because, yes, there was that portion of the audience who said, oh, this is satire, this is an idiot,
right,
but there was that other portion that said, go get him, you're for me. And Carol O'Connor said, you know, there's a valid point in that they were saying, yeah, he's right, and you were putting that, I don't know.
I think that Carol O'Connor listened to several of his interviews before he died, and he did not like Archie Bunker. He did not like that role, but there were so many things that came out of that show, the Jefferson. Sherman Hemsley did not like George Jefferson.
No.
But the thing of it was, if we go back now and we look at those shows and we look at the subject matter, a lot of what we deal with today, we didn't deal with back then because back then they talked about it.
They did talk about it.
Back then, the conversation. Yeah, back then, people were not so easily offended. And we were able to sit down and we were able to say, for instance, one of the big ones that we see today is when somebody says Black Lives Matter, somebody will feel the need to immediately respond, All Lives Matter. To do that, in my opinion, is a disservice because, first of all, I mean, you should want to understand why I'm saying Black Lives Matter. And if you don't understand it, then you should be willing to ask me the question and then sit down and listen to my response. But, you know, and try to understand. And then, of course, all lives matter. That's not what's being said. What's being said is Black Lives Matter, too. I read a thing not long ago, and there was a fireman. I think a fireman wrote it. But he went to an area, and there was a house on fire. And they were putting this fire out. Two different departments were putting this fire out. And the young lady walks out, and she says, why are you guys not taking care of my house? My house matters, too.
Yeah.
And the fireman said, of course your house matters, too, but your house is not on fire.
That's a good point.
The house that's on fire is the one that we're doing. All of these houses matter, but this is the one that's on fire, so this is the one we do.
Pastor is going to come in with us very soon, and we're going to have a great conversation. Thank you, Pastor Rogers.
Pastor Corey Rogers.
Yes. We got 3 minutes left. Now, we're not signing off with this, but I want you to do your goodbye quick because we won't be able to time this exactly.
Okay.
Right. But do the goodbye that you're so well with.
Well, that's going to do it for this edition of our service mission until we return to burn tomorrow and many other days to come here in Marion. Brother Man, Sister Two, if you can, be nice to someone short because you never know when someone short has to be nice to you. I'm going to take 2 steps to the rear and get out of here. In the meantime, in between time, if you're driving on the highways and the byways, or if you're in the street on your feet, do remember to take it with care to get there. I'm gone, Marion. I love you very much. We're not signing off.
2 minutes left.
We'll be back with more of the Scott Spear Show. Ted Williams, broadcasting live from 1136. Terry, come on over here and say goodbye.
About to say goodbye here. We got two minutes left in the broadcast.
It's certainly been fun, but as always, we've got to run. But hey, stick and stay. More of the best music and information is coming your way. Terry,
yeah,
I love you,
here,
man.
We're down in the last 120 seconds here today.
All right.
Once again, we'd like to say hello. Special shout out to Devana. We want to say a big shout out to Corey Rogers, Pastor Corey Rogers, and David Jones.
Yep.
We love you. Hey, Ted Williams, once again, the man with the golden voice, and I'm with Pastor Corey Rogers, Devana, Terry, yours truly, Scott Spears, and we'll be back with more of the group right here broadcasting from the new location called Duncan. Make sure you make your way to Duncan, 1136 Mount Vernon Avenue, right here in Marion, Ohio.
Amen.
Yeah,
thank you, Pastor.
Appreciate it. All right, Ted, we're in the home stretch, final minute. What have we learned today?
Oh, Pastor Rogers, thank you. Devana, I love you. Keep me in your prayers.
This has been WWTH Radio here from Duncan in Marion, Ohio, 59 minutes past the hour. We thank Pastor Corey Rogers for stopping by. Terry Deckett has been here. Terry, and of course, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. I've been Scott Spears. We thank Puppy and everybody here at Duncan who has been so tremendous as we're just about to hit the noon hour. Ted, we got 30 seconds. Get over here.
Well, that's it. I hope to talk to you soon, Marion. Keep me in your prayers. Remember, there's nothing too bad that can happen to you because every time you think something's bad, all you got to do is think about somebody that's got it a lot worse. Don't get depressed about it. Smile, be happy in spite of, and the Lord will answer your prayers. Take care, Marion. I love you. Dunkin' Donuts, come on!
WWE.